Woolworths' attempt to gatecrash the Bunnings party with its Masters home improvement chain has turned into a nightmare. It lost more than $100 million in the latest half year, and there's no sign yet of a turnaround. Worse still, Woolies supermarkets are now getting thrashed by Coles. The cheap, cheap campaign apparently didn't work as well as Coles' down, down. So it looks like the Masters effort not only hasn't worked, it's a big distraction from the main business of groceries, all of which came as a shock to investors today, and they slashed the price nearly 10%. But they didn't rush off and buy shares in Coles. Its owner, Wesfarmers, also fell. But another retailer, Harvey Norman, went up after posting a 27% increase in profit. Medibank private shares also went up after a health insurance price increase of 6.2% was announced, and CBA and CSL ploughed into the 90s. Overall, the market edged higher following a slight fall on Wall Street last night, but solid gains in Europe. Now that things have gone quiet on the Greek front, markets are focusing on the European version of quantitative easing, which starts in March. Oil suffered another big fall last night. The iron ore spot price fell a bit too, while gold and copper went up. Credit growth remained fairly solid in January. In fact, the annual growth rate is the strongest it's been for 6 years. And this graph puts the credit situation into context. 30 years ago, household and business borrowings were both 25% of GDP. Now, household credit is at 100% of GDP, thanks mainly to a huge lift in housing investment, while business credit is half that, having been flat as a proportion of the economy for 15 years. Finally, the Aussie dollar is down to 77.9 US cents tonight, but only because the US dollar had a bit of a surge. And that's finance.